What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Vaughn Bressler with us. Vaughn, the communication that gets to people, is it all technical? How do they do it?
Yeah, a lot of it comes through electronic devices. This was something that people noted as soon as the telegraph and the telephone were invented, that they were getting strange signals from beyond. Anonymous or hardly believable sources were coming through. And in some cases, in the case of the early phone, for instance, there were cases of people getting calls from phones that were disconnected. Very often, loved ones calling you. And when the phone was first invented, and we're looking at the 1910s, 1920s, right? There were like a lot of little booklets, how to use spirit phones or ghost phones. And this was a real thing, you know, and it wasn't just a lot of wackos like Vaughn out there talking like this. They were actually taking them to church, and they were actually talking to their dead relatives. Apparently, there were a lot of stories like this. There were little booklets and little articles about all the people that had spoken to their dead relatives. Now, if you think about it, you know, a lot of people in our audience have personally or known someone who have had this sort of experience where a deceased dear friend or a close relative will come and visit shortly after dying, and they'll appear to you like in a dream, or they'll appear to you like in a vision, or maybe you'll be daydreaming, or you just in your head see them, and they're talking to you, usually, you know, telepathically. They're saying goodbye. You know, this is a very common thing. Happens with pets who pass on. Very common, very common. So in the early days of phones, they were getting these things. In fact, Alexander Graham Bell and even Einstein were thinking about how to create phones that would talk to the dead. People were really serious about this. Whether the phone was actually hooked up to any kind of a power source seemed to make no difference. So we know that people have long been getting messages like that through the radio or their television, ham radios that are disconnected. I have stories like that. In 1913, David Wilson, a London telegraph operator, was getting messages, you know, obviously from beyond because it was a downed line. But he was getting a lot of
coming through, weren't they?
Coming through, yes. And the Beatles, they went into the studio after John Lennon died, and they were going to record something together, the three surviving Beatles at that time. And they recorded Freeze a Bird. And right afterward, they both, you know, all three noted, and it feels like John is here, you know. Well, he just died. He was, you know, in their memory and in their thoughts. But after they were through making the recording, they thought what sounded like John Lennon saying something like, good on you, boys, sounds good, something like that. It was some comment on what they just recorded. And they ran over to the speaker where they heard his voice. They all heard it. And the speaker was disconnected.
Oh.
So it seems to not matter at all.
Story.
And I guess the point is that the spirits of whatever sort you want to think of, spirits, like to communicate on electronic devices. But moreover, I would suggest that they use these devices because we expect these devices to deliver messages. So we're going to sit in front of the radio. We're going to sit in front of the phone. You know, even if your cell phone is dead, we're expecting it to ring, you know? And it doesn't really seem to matter. A lot of these calls that come through, they can't be, they're auditory and sometimes, well, they're usually auditory in the phone, but they cannot be traced as to what was the number. You know, so it doesn't seem to even matter that at the other end, the sender has a phone.
And it wasn't a robocall either, was it?
No, not a robocall. Yeah. So I always say, you know, answer the phone. You never know. And a lot of people pick up the phone and say, my gosh, who the heck is calling you? This is such a strange call. And sometimes it's somebody you know.
Vaughn, I'm going to ask you a couple stories that I'd like you to relay to us. One includes the ham radio operator who died but kept trying to contact his family.
That's one of my favorites. That's Story of Pumpkin. So this is M.J. Carcuro in Schenectady, New York. Year was 2015. And M.J., she was thinking about her father, who was a ham radio operator. And they used to sit at the ham radio together. And she's thinking about him. And the ham radio is upstairs in the attic. And she goes up there, and she sits behind it thinking about Dad. Suddenly, this ham radio comes to life, and she hears a voice that sounds like her father saying, "Hello, Pumpkin." Now, that was only he called her this.
Wow.
And when she was a little girl. And she says, Dad, is that you? And he said, yes. He said, are you all right? Are you all right where you are, Dad? She said, yes. He said, is Mother there with you? He said, yes. Is she all right? Yes. She said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to go get my husband. And she goes downstairs. She wants someone to collaborate. She actually really did hear this story. He comes up to the attic and said, Dad? And he says, hello, Pumpkin. And she goes through the same stories. And he says, yes. And afterwards, it goes dead. She never hears from him again. These are kind of typical stories, you know, of loved ones wanting to reach out. And they'll maybe do it once.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What about the guy who died in a train crash?
Oh my gosh. Charles Peck, 2008. He's in a train crash, to end all train crashes. The Metro liner, he's on the Metro Link. And it collides with the Union Pacific. And his family, Charles Peck's family, knew he was on the train, so they're worried about him. And then his son gets a phone call on his cell phone. So, you know, these are not just landlines, it's a cell phone. And it says Charles Peck is the sender, and it's just like white noise, shh, right? Okay, so and that's all he gets, you know. And so later on, he gets another call, and it says Charles Peck, white noise. And then other members of the family of Charles Peck also get calls that identify the caller as Charles Peck with no message. 35 calls.
35? So, gee.
35 calls. So the family of Charles Peck, they tell the people, the responders, you've got to find Charles Peck. He's somewhere trapped and he's trying to call us. They found Charles Peck. He was in one of the first cars.
Dead.
He was one of the first people killed. They found his body. When they found his body, the calls ended when they found his body, but they never found his cell phone.
That's amazing. That is something. How about the family that kept getting hateful phone calls from a brother?
Oh, I knew this family, so I interviewed them. Yeah, this was a brother and sister reunion, I call it. Not a happy brother and sister duo. The brother dies. He dies out of state from his sister, and she starts getting these calls at home, and they're on her voicemail, right? And she's at work, and she comes home, and she listens to the voicemail, and she says, "This sounds like my brother." And oh my gosh, and he's saying terrible things to her, hurtful things that he's saying, calling her names that she hasn't heard since they were little kids, you know, things that he would say then. And she says to her husband, "Listen to this." And he plays the voicemail. He says, "What do you think?" He says, "Sounds like your brother."
Huh.
But your brother's dead. That can't be. He died a couple of days ago. So she got two adult children, two daughters, and she has them listen to it. "Listen to this recording on my voicemail and tell me if you can't identify the caller." He said, "Oh, that's our uncle." He says, "But your uncle's dead." I said, "Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. When do you get these calls?" I said, "You know, just like yesterday and today." "No, that can't be right. He's dead." So it turns out that the sister's husband was a journalist at a newspaper, very good journalist. And so he records word for word what the message was on a Word document on his computer. He notes what was said and when the message came and the people that heard it and what they thought. They all seemed to think it was his brother-in-law. and he doesn't know what to do with it. And then suddenly, mysteriously, like 3 days later, it disappears, you know, from the voicemail. And they question everybody who comes into the house. Did you erase the voicemail? Did you delete it? Oh, no. Nobody did that. Why would we do that? So the journalist husband, he contacts the phone company and says, I want a record of the calls that came in on these days, because, you know, he'd recorded when they came through. And they said, there's no record of getting calls.
No calls came in.
Days. No calls. So, and then they realized that when they got the call, there was no phone number. You know, so they don't need a phone. They just need an attitude, I guess. And in his case, he was very upset. Now, the last phone call they got like three. There's usually are in threes. That's my experience. But the last one came when he was cremated, when the brother was cremated out of state. And they thought that would be the end of it, right? They cremate him. They'd fry him. And they got a voicemail when they got home, and she plays it, the message. And he's screaming, I'm burning. It's hot. I'm burning.
Oh, my God.
And then that's the last call they got. You know, but as I say, they all disappeared. All the messages disappeared.
What do you think those on the other side, Vaughn? What do they want?
They obviously want to communicate with us. And so I always tell people, you know, don't go looking for them, but be open, be receptive if they want to contact you, because it could be vital information. You know, in this case, it was hurtful information. Terrible.
Right. Or like the will is under this table or something like
that.
Yeah,
or it could be just I love you, or, you know, I'm thinking of you, or hang in there.
Do they want closure?
I think they want closure. I think, and sometimes, you know, these messages come through like telepathically. There'll be like somebody on the other side of the world saying, you know, I'm trapped in the woods, help, you know, urgently thinking I need help, and a loved one who's very karmically, you know, connected to you will pick up on this, because there is this magnetic connection we have with the dear loved ones. And siblings, of course, and twins, of course, but anyone who's close to you. And so I think that, you know, there's good reason to be receptive to these calls, because they could be life-changing.
Are the people who receive the calls, are they in shock? Are they excited? What's their reaction generally?
They're really, first of all...
All of the above.
Oriented. Yeah, they're trying to think, what in the world? You know, this can't be what I think it is. You know, and then they'll be in denial. You know, I found a lot of people I spoke with and interviewed. They couldn't believe what it was, but they told me what it seemed like. And they said, "Well, you try to make sense of it." Well, nobody can make sense of it, except that, you know, there are messages coming to us that are rather mysterious. You know, that's it. I mean, I've had them myself. I've had strange phone calls. You know, I've talked to people who've had calls from loved ones who needed their help, you know, when there was no way they could have called them. So it could be like that, or it could be someone reaching out to you from who knows where. You know, spirit communication can involve any form of spirit. It could be angelic. It could be divine. It could be otherworldly. It could be a dead relative. It could be anything.
Prior to electronics, Vaughn, how do you think the spirits communicate?
I think that the common denominator of the universe, this is my guess, and I've written about this in terms of time travel, is electromagnetic energy. And I think this is conscious energy. This is intelligent energy. And I think this is kind of the universal component, you know. I mean, I'm a real fan of Einstein and the field theory,
yeah.
Radiation field theory. I think that this is what is inside of us. I think it's what's in, it's what drives electronically our devices like our phones and our radio stations and so forth.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.